Good morning, PNP. So here I am in beautiful California. I'm at Lake Tahoe finishing up day two of, yesterday I taught a couple of the concepts from our buffering course that we took to my mentor's group. She has her clients that have been with her for over 2 years. She's hosted a small event for them to just basically celebrate their tribe. Of course, she doesn't call her group a tribe. We're a tribe. But she invited me to come and speak to them. And then on the plus side, I get free training for 2 days on all things mental work. And I've been learning some really interesting things. Yesterday, I learned some really cool stuff around the model. So what I wanted to do today was come in here and talk about the concept of overwhelm. I think it's something that all of us go through, especially when you're a new PNP member. You've never been taught in your life how to deal with overwhelm. You've probably never been explained what the concept is. You don't understand how to get yourself out of it and what all happens. So I thought today would be a really good day to just kind of do a brief talk about it. And I don't know if I'll be able to get to any questions. I might at the end. This one's going to be short, but I don't have my glasses. And Mama barely can, like, if I go way back here, I might be able to see some of the comments, but even like right here, it's just like, it's all a blur. So overwhelm, first of all, for everyone, is just a feeling. Now, a lot of us, we have a lot of like angst and anxiety around just the term overwhelm. So I want you to think about all of your feelings. They're not to be judged. I want you guys to, like, one of the things that I try to teach you is how to, like, let's just identify feelings and let's not say these are good, these are bad, these are intolerable, these are too hard or anything like that. What we really want to do is we want to just, like, come to an initial agreement that feelings are just feelings and feelings are just vibrations that go through their body. So here's how a feeling starts. Like overwhelm. It starts with your habit brain usually kicks up a thought, and all feelings are preceded by thought. So sometimes, like, something, let's just say, like, I show you guys the beautiful scenery. We all might be like, oh, that's so pretty. And then we all feel good. That's a conscious thought about that. And then that creates the feeling of, like, you know, peace, or it creates the feeling of joy because you love looking at trees or whatever. Overwhelm very often is caused by an unconscious habitual thought. So your brain throws up chemicals when you have a feeling. All feelings get chemicals. It's dopamine, cortisol, adrenaline. There's like one that starts with an N. It's a long word. And anyway, so your brain throws up all these chemicals. And so what happens is chemicals go through the body. And as the chemicals are going through the body, you feel all kinds of different vibrations. You feel all kinds of different, like, heart rates change, breathing changes, tingling in your arms, face gets flushed red. Depending on what the chemicals are in your makeup, you'll have different types of experiences with all feelings. So overwhelm's one of them. Overwhelm is general, like, what I notice with overwhelm is a couple of things. Oh, my baby is texting me. He's awake. The baby tiger is awake. With overwhelm, it's usually like an unconscious feeling that comes up. So it starts with habitual thoughts of, like, let's say you join PNP and you go to pnptribe.com and you see, like, the menu, and then you see all the videos, and your brain wants to say, this is too much. I don't even know where to start. But the reason why it's doing all of that, it's not because there's too much, and it's not because you have a thought, you go to overwhelm. And I guarantee you, if you dig beneath the thought of it's too much, why is it too much? It's, I don't think I can do this. That is why we will choose overwhelm rather than choosing scared, fear, and failure. So, like, one of the things I want you to understand is overwhelm is a signal that something just a little bit deeper is happening. Not like you need to dig until 1974 to figure out some emotional imprint that was happened when you were 5. It just means, like, ask yourself the question. If you think something's too much, or I don't know where to start, ask yourself, what am I making that mean about me? but I don't know where to start. It's like, a lot of times it'll be like, I feel like I'm too stupid to do this. Or I feel like I'm never going to be able to lose my weight. Like, challenge yourself in that moment of overwhelm to just ask yourself, like, what's really all about? Now, if you don't want to go that far and you're just like, here's Corinne, like, here's what I want to do. I don't want to figure that part out yet. I just want to start with, how do I get out of overwhelm? So let's do this. I'm going to give you 3 steps. So now that you understand that overwhelm genuinely is, it's not because there's too much in your life. It's not because your to-do list is too long. The first step is always to do this, is to say to yourself, overwhelm is just a feeling because I'm thinking something. We have to take ownership first and foremost that all feelings will always be generated by something we are thinking. So if you see your to-do list and it has 1,010 things on it, the to-do list is not overwhelming. Your thought, I'll never get this done, is what's overwhelming. So step one always has to be you taking ownership that, oh, this feeling is self-generated. And this is why I want you guys to really understand this. When you really understand that feelings are self-generated, you don't need like all 1,010 things to be done before overwhelm goes away. You don't need all of that done in order to feel like you're competent. When you know that it's your brain doing the feelings job, it is so much easier to change your life when it's the world's fault, when it's what somebody said, like how much you have to do, how many hours in the day you have. When that's the problem, then guess what? Like, unless God shits us all an extra 2 hours a day, we're hosed. We're going to be overwhelmed all the time. So we really want to take, like, step one is like ownership. I want you to always say this. I'm feeling overwhelmed because of something I'm thinking. And allow yourself to just get out of the panic of overwhelm and just move to that stage first. Before you solve anything, just doing that for a lot of you, just acknowledging the reason why you feel that way is because it's just coming from a thought, will like lower the volume of how intense it feels. Now, as we've been learning through the Urge course, the 90-second countdown, it works for overwhelm just like it works for an urge. I'm just going to give you a big hint. The 90-second countdown also works for anger, works for a lot of things. What it does is it's allowing your body enough time to let those chemicals run its course without you just reacting to them. It also allows your conscious brain to take over for a moment, count down, and then you get to decide what's next. So the first step is, repeat after me, when I feel overwhelmed, I am going to tell myself it's only because of something I think. Step two is going to be, let's do a 90-second countdown. And then step three, the best way to combat overwhelm is to decide to do one small thing. Because here's the thing, overwhelm will always end just like a food urge. And for a lot of you, the way that you get out of overwhelm is you don't decide actively what the next step is. You eat, you quit, you turn it off, you go to Facebook, you retreat to your room, you take a nap. Like, you do all kinds of things that have nothing to do. Like, if you're overwhelmed because you saw all the videos and you're just like, oh my God, I don't even know what to do with all this. This is going to be too much. If you are quitting because you're overwhelmed, that is like the worst medicine ever. It's like, you're not going to get out of over, you're not, like, you'll solve overwhelm, but you won't solve the problem of figuring out what to do. You will not teach your brain how to be like, you know what? My biggest fear is I won't do it perfect. Like, I know the reason why I'm in overwhelm. I'm so afraid I'm going to screw this up. I'm so afraid this is the, like, this is one more diet that I've chosen. I'm so afraid that if I don't do these things perfectly, my boss is going to not, you know, like, fire me, whatever it is. Understand, it's like, I'm afraid. And the way to solve that is to start doing one thing and to teach your brain how to be scared and do something anyway. How to, like, teach your brain how to pick something and figure out if that was the next best step or not. The only way to know if it's the next best step is to do it. If it wasn't that one, pick again. You start teaching your brain how to like experience overwhelm, how to experience fear, how to all those natural things come up. And what I want you to do is to learn how to like work through it so that you get to the point to where it's not a big deal, rather than running from it and then being just like, psh. All I learn how to do is be a quitter on myself. I learn how to think that I can't handle my emotions. I learn how to eat through things. Like, we gotta quit teaching ourselves that part. So that's all you have to do. Now, it's easier said than done, of course. So I don't want you to think like, I heard all this. It's gonna be so simple. What I want you to anticipate is, this is great information. Sounds real good right now. I need to actually write the steps down. I need to have it on a sticky note. I need to take that sticky note, and wherever I typically get overwhelmed, that note needs to be sitting right there. If it's on my to-do list, that's what, like if I look at my to-do list, I get overwhelmed, that's where it should be. If I feel overwhelmed and I first come home in the afternoons with the kitchen and the dishes, there should be a sticky note somewhere. Like, it needs to be so that you can go through the steps, because I'm gonna tell you, in the moment that your feelings come up, you are not gonna remember the steps. It's gonna feel very confusing and hard and all these other things, and that's normal too. That's why you need the cheat sheet. It's like when I first started playing poker, Chris laughs now because I'm such a good poker player now. But when we got married, he taught me how to play poker. And we had a home game. There was like 10 of us that used to play. And I swear to God, every single home game for about a year, I had a sheet that sat next to me. And it told me which hand beat what, because I didn't know. And I would always have to look at my sheet and look at my hand to figure out, do I have a good one or not? And after a while, I didn't need the sheet, and I got really good at poker. And it's like, that's what we have to do with our emotions. We need our cheat sheets for these things, so that when we're experiencing them, we're not having to rely on our conscious brain to figure out, like, what's all that shit Corinne told me? Because then it feels harder than it has to be. Because in that moment, guys, even with my steps, it's gonna feel uncomfortable. Everything I teach you is never to make things be like, oh, now I can just like wipe away overwhelm and never feel it again. No, I'm teaching it so that it'll be easier to go through it, but it will still be hard in that moment. Your brain will still resist it and still fight it, and all that shit's gonna come up. But the unnecessary suffering, the desire to quit, the confusion around all of it, that's what I'm taking out of the picture for you. Okay, I hope this was helpful. Let me see if I can go from, I don't know if we had any questions. I think we didn't have any questions. I'm like sitting here like, I don't think so. Okay, good. Well, y'all have a good one. So I don't know if you know this, but I actually learned some really good stuff yesterday. I cannot wait to teach you guys some of this stuff. I can't wait to coach somebody, honestly. It was like, oh, I got some new model tips. But can I repeat the steps? Oh my gosh. Somebody's going to have to watch this and type it, because literally I made the steps up while I was exercising and lifting weights. Number one was you have to acknowledge your overwhelm, that this is just a feeling. This is terrible, y'all. This is how my brain works. It's like, I'm so good on the fly that I didn't write anything down. I literally like thought about you guys when I was lifting weights and came in here. But number one is like owning that it's a feeling, right? So first is, I have overwhelm. It's just a feeling in my body. So go back and listen, because you're gonna wanna understand the chemicals and stuff like that, right? Step two is the 90-second countdown, so that you can turn on your conscious brain. It gets you out of thinking about all the overwhelm stuff, gets you doing something. That, like, the secret to overwhelm is to do something. Overwhelm and action can't happen together. When we're overwhelmed, we're not taking action. When we are getting out of overwhelm, it's because we've decided to take an action. Unfortunately for most of us, the way we get out of overwhelm is we go eat something. And this is what I want to tell you. It's like, whatever you do to get out of overwhelm, your steps, I want you to ask yourself, would I tell my daughter, my son, my mother, or my best friend, hey, I know you're feeling overwhelmed. I really think some Cheetos will solve this. If that's not the answer, then you shouldn't do it either. And you need to tell yourself that stuff. So you do the 90-second countdown. And somebody tell me what number three. Number three was taking that action. It was like, find that one little thing. You know, and for some of you, when you feel overwhelmed in the afternoons, I'm going to tell you, a lot of you who feel overwhelmed at like 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock, it's like you decide to eat, to turn things off. You really need to decide to give yourself a break. And I'm going to tell you, in that moment, the first few times that you're like, I'm not eating and I'm going to like actually go to bed and I'm actually going to just sit on my ass, it won't feel good. Eventually it will, because you learn how to do it from love and you learn how to like, you know what, this is truly what I need. And I need to go through the fire of my own judgment and learn how to set it aside. Like, no, brain, I shouldn't be doing the dishes right now. No, brain, I didn't screw my day up. That is what, that space that's left with a void, you clean that up and you will solve so many of your own problems around food. And the thing is that the more you keep eating, the less opportunity you have to clean up that mental space. Okay, I think I got the steps. So let me finish telling you a story. So I had to give a talk yesterday for my mentors group. And just so you guys know, like, I get nervous like the best of you. Like, seriously, I know y'all think I probably can just like, oh, just drop it like it's hot. And I can, but when I'm teaching for my mentor and when I'm teaching for someone else, I have a whole different level of expectation that comes from me. Like, I start thinking things like, the way you do it for your tribe's not good enough. Or, you know, this is her crowd. You can't be who you are. Like, I have all the shade that comes up. So whenever I do one of these talks and stuff, it's such a good opportunity for me to listen to where my own negative self-talk comes in. You know, because it's always going to creep in during moments like this. And so I did a lot of, like, coaching work out loud yesterday with my friend who's here with me. And I went in. And my thought was, she asked you to speak because she likes how you talk, rather than she expects you to be something different. So I just went in and I was me, and I said shit probably 500 times. I think I even told one girl that I know how to be clever with using the word shit. And I said, like shit-tastic. And then I said some of my other colorful phrases, but it was really good. So I taught them the five-step method of urges that you guys have in the buffering course, and just answered lots of questions and stuff. So I thought it went really good and I was really proud of myself. But what I'm most excited about was that I was texting Logan and telling him about it on, let's say today is Wednesday. So my speech was Tuesday. So on Monday, I was just talking to him and he asked me if I was nervous. And I told him, I was like, yeah, my mama's nervous. I was like, but you know, I'm working through it and all this other stuff, just chatting with him in text. He reached out to a lot of you in his PNP posse. He reached out to his papa and told people that I was nervous and needed good wishes. And I got so many messages yesterday before I gave my talk of people just telling me, you know, good luck and that I will do great and all this stuff. And that a little birdie had told them, and, you know, come, I knew it was Logan. So anyway, I not only do I appreciate all of you, but it was so sweet. I'm so proud of my son. He just is so emotionally mature. And for those of you who've been following me for a long time, you know, we had to teach him. Like, this is why I'm so passionate about teaching emotion and why I think that, one, like, I want to teach you guys about feelings and stuff, because if my 16-year-old son with autism can learn how to understand emotion, process emotion, figure out emotion in his life, I for fuck sure know that grown-ass women can do it too. And so, like, he just, you know, just yesterday was like a really good example of things that we didn't even think were possible for him at 5 years old. Just blows my mind now. I want to go back to my old self. I wish my future self could have, like, this person now could actually go back to the person when he was like 5, 6, and 7. We were going through a lot of shit and just be like, girl, it's gonna be okay. Like, stop crying and worrying. just keep busy. So I was overwhelmed back then, but I was one of those people that would get overwhelmed but continue to take action. And it pays off in all ways, guys. Like, whether it's your kids or your to-do list or your food or whatever it is, don't let overwhelm be an excuse to check out of your life anymore. Let it be a signal that you're probably just afraid of something. And ask yourself, what am I so afraid of right now? If I just push play, if I just start doing something, if I just don't do anything right now, like, what am I so afraid of? Usually that answer is everything. And that will get you so much traction for what you want to do. Guys, if you ever get lost in this, just go to Ask Coaches and tell them, like, been feeling overwhelmed. Corinne said it was a thought. This is the thought. I ask myself what I'm afraid of, and it's this. Help me. I tell you, we can move mountains for you guys, just like these mountains here in Tahoe. All right, I'm getting out of here. Y'all have a good one. I will see you on the other side of California. I go home tomorrow. Talk to you later. Bye, y'all.